This show is brought to you by Safety FM. It begins in Orlando, Florida, and travels steadily to the west, beaming across North America and planet Earth,
and into your head.
The world of safety never stops. And now, the Safety FM podcast and broadcast with Dr. Jay Allen.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, depending on what you have going on, because, you know, that's really kind of plays in the biggest factor. If you want it to be good and grand, I guess really that's how it goes. Anyway, so how have you been? How were things over the last little bit? Depending on where you kind of hang out with us, we might have not done anything since Friday, just depending on how that actually is going on. If not, it could be a totally different world of things of what you're doing, what I'm doing, and so on. So listen, I'm going to tell you, as I was taking a look around over the last few days and wanted to come in here and say, there's always some things that we can talk about, and there's always some things that that we can take a look at and go, does this make sense or not make sense as we move into this new world of things? Or do we look at it and go, well, not a lot of stuff makes sense in this world that we're in, but who knows these days? There's so many different things that seem to be changing within organizations on what are important to us and so on at all different times of life that I always look at this and I go, at what point do we start talking about concepts? And at what point do we start talking about actual theories in comparison to the things that are going on? And there are a lot of opportunities that are out there as we take a look around of what do we do exactly as we want to move forward. And as I sat back and was thinking about all of this, I looked at it and I went, how important are some of the things that have happened so far in your career? Like, how important are some of the things that have happened to this point? Because as you look around, what drove you to get to where you are today? And I'm not talking about your car, because I know that that's the easiest answer to come up with. But what drove you to get to where you are located today? Like, at what point did you take a look around and go, this is where I see that I'm going in regards of what I do for work, and I am going to continue to proceed forward? Because listen, everybody's journey to get here has been different. Let's just be realistic about it. Your journey is going to be way different than mine, and so on. So it becomes imperative in regards of what exactly is going on. So as I look at this and we are talking, why did you decide to continue to move forward in the world of safety? And that's making some assumptions here that that's exactly what you're still doing. At what point do you go, oh, this isn't worth it for me? Or at what point do you go, yes, it is? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that comes to mind when we start thinking about things. There's a lot of stuff that comes to mind when we are looking at what is going on within our organizations. Because not everything that happens in your organization makes you want to stay within your organization. Think about that for a moment. How often do you look at something and go, that's not what it is? So, if anything, I think at times, maybe it's time to spice this up and make things more applicable in today's standards. Maybe it's sometimes that we take a look around of what is going on and change the way that the world is around us. Because listen, you got all the way here for a reason. So there has to be a reason on why you're moving forward. So in a world where new ideas and currency of success, it's time to start valuing your own. It's not enough to simply have great ideas. You need to have the courage to speak up and share with the world why you're here where you are. What drove you to this place? Well, let's face it, speaking up can sometimes be scary because it's not always the easiest thing to do. And the fear of rejection on why you got here and potentially being ridiculed in regards of your voicing your thoughts and your ideas on why you decided to go all the way to where you're at in your workplace can sometimes suffer as a result, depending on when you want to step up or not. So you have to look at it from that idea. So let's create an environment where new ideas are only welcomed, or not only just welcomed, but celebrated. Maybe that's the way that we should look at this, opposed to it just being, let me not talk about what drove me to get here. Let's give each other permission to think outside of the box, to challenge the status quo and talk about the reason why they're doing what they're doing and propose ideas that could change everything. Imagine if you gave your story on why you're doing what you do, on how it might impact that actual organization, how it might impact the people that are around you. And let's not just stop there. Let's actively seek out new ideas and encourage others for them to bring forward their thoughts on why they're doing what they're doing, no matter how unconventionally they got there and seemingly ridiculous that they may seem on how the thing happened. Maybe it's those people that we should listen to these ideas from. Because listen, they got to that point for a reason. You got to that point for a reason. Because let's be in the truthful side of the whole thing, it's often the most unconventional ideas and paths that lead to the greatest breakthroughs. So the next time you have a wild and crazy idea, or you want to talk about your journey and how you got there, don't hold back. Speak up and let your creativity shine of everything that has occurred to that moment. Who knows? You might be the one to come up with the next big thing. You never know that by just sharing one simple idea. Think about that. Think about maybe that you've been to a speech, maybe you've been reading a book and you were inspired by one thing that changed it all for you. Think about that today. And maybe that thought process on how you got to where you are changes everything for someone else. That's something to think about today. Just something to give you. Anyways, this has been the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM. I've been your safety manager and host. I'll see you next time.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.